local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
I've got a gut feeling there are plenty of live bodies there.
All of us in the FBI pledge that we will leave no stone unturned in our quest to help find those responsible and to bring those individuals to justice.
Against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Our message is to the terrorists, we are coming, God may forgive you. We will not.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, of course. Just using a couple of these break-ins throughout the remainder of the week to honor the victims of 9/11 on the this week marks the 23rd anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Just wanted to touch on this very quickly because, heck, it's already 6:15 practically. So I'll get us started with our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon, I'd say, all things considered. Just had a few spots to touch on late last hour, and it looks like they have cleared out, so there shouldn't be too much holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola. Make that 80, just refreshed. So we've got 80 degrees here with a low of 76 tonight. Slight chance of storms early Friday, but those will dissipate as we approach your weekend with a high of 88 and a low of 71.
You know, you might have noticed that I was tapping along on my phone here when we first went into break. We have a lady in Bethesda, Maryland,
really?
Who listens to the radio station.
Wow.
And she texted me and she says, would you give me the specifics on Matt's interview tomorrow? She's a big Matt Gaetz fan. And I said, okay, 4:20. That's Central Time, not on your East Coast time. Matt Gaetz and I will be going at it. Ready to rumble.
Yeah.
No. We're going to be talking to Matt.
It's going to be Matt's a presidential debate.
Listen, Matt's going to be Matt is a good friend of mine. So we're going to be chatting tomorrow at 4:20. Be sure and write that down. Matt Gaetz live on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, and that should be a good one for sure.
That will be a good one.
I'd say we're always pretty quick with it when it comes to our interviews. Very thorough, very efficient interviews, and we get a variety of opinions. And Matt Gaetz, he's got to be one of the biggest we've had.
And I'll tell you this: before you do these interviews with national figures, if you will, like Matt, of course he's a local guy, but he's a national figure,
nationally relevant. Yeah, everyone knows
Congressman Matt Gaetz. So it's very. Maybe you don't know this behind the scenes, but they check you out. They listen to the radio station. They listen to what you're talking about. They don't just say, okay, we'll talk to you. They really thoroughly check you out. Matt and I have been on air now in this market probably for the last couple of years, and he's found us at 92.3.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of prominent politicians that speak to the press, Vice President Harris will start to make herself more accessible to the media on the campaign trail. Her campaign said that she will do more interviews with local outlets in battleground states, as well as speak with her traveling press corps more. This comes as the Democratic presidential nominee has faced criticism from Republicans and even some on the left for not making herself available to the media more often. So far, Harris has only done one nationally televised interview. It was a joint interview with running mate Tim Walz on CNN. She recently did two national radio interviews, though. Maybe we could get her.
Sure, fire her up.
That would be huge.
Hey, and also, just to remind you, the lady is listening to us on the app. She's not listening to us over the air.
That is true.
So it's the News Radio 92.3 app. Get that thing. That's even during the storm. We talked about this during the storm last night.
Yeah.
Your power goes out. You don't have anything. You need the information. fire up the 92.3 app and you've got it. We're there for you.
Well, and the thing is, if we had a radio signal that reached Maryland,
Bethesda, yeah,
no one in this area would touch us. All righty. A truck crashed through the Escambia Sheriff's Office work release building onto Hard Drive this morning. It happened just before 7 a.m. The FHP says the driver, a 24-year-old Pensacola man, did not negotiate the curve on Fairfield Drive. He ramped a curb and drove straight into the building at 1211 Tahar. The driver was taken to Baptist Hospital with serious injuries. No one else was hurt. The vehicle crashed through the exterior wall near the corner of the building and caused more damage to the interior as well. Now, see, I thought, and this may just be me misremembering, Chris, maybe you heard it too or read it somewhere, I thought it was described as a bit more minor, but then we were watching WEAR and the truck just was barreled into the wall.
Yeah, when I was kind of drafting my script, it happened at 5:50 this morning. I was drafting my script earlier this morning and getting ready to come into the station, and you're absolutely correct. They had painted the picture. It wasn't so bad. When I saw the visuals, let me tell you, it's pretty bad. The truck's inside the building. Not just a little bit of protruding through the brick. No, the whole daggum truck's in that building.
Well, and also, Chris, we got a texter here dropping in. Got a question for you. Are y'all going to have no notes, and are the microphones going to be muted when you have your meeting with Gates?
We're using the same rules as the debate did. Absolutely. We've got no notes. He will have absolutely no notes.
Yeah,
we think.
Chris, the guy who always sits here with paper in both hands, ready to go whenever we get on air. He's just gonna go in blind with this Matt Gaetz sit-down.
Let me tell you, I'm old school. I am totally old school. I write all of my scripts. I still write them all out.
Right.
Well, no, I don't write them out, but I put them to my computer.
Yeah, you print them up.
Absolutely. Remember the old days in school when they used to pass out tests and the tests were like in purple ink. And the kids would grab, I did. We used to grab, when you first got the, you smell them. Smell that purple ink. That's what I like to, I still like reading newspapers. I like to hold the newspaper. I like to see the ink on my fingers after reading the newspaper. Because it's terrible, because, you know, newspapers, kind of, the ink wears off.
I'm not quite that old school.
No, it's not that I'm old school. It's just that that's my comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I'm a fraction of your age. I am someone who I want physical copies. I want more, you know, traditional stuff. I want to know, hey, it's there. I got it. So I'm the same way. We would have electronic tests and stuff. And it's like, you always heard about the glitches where you would submit your answers electronically. It's like, dude, just give me pencil and paper. A lot of kids were that way.
Absolutely.
I'm that way with game discs as well. And music CDs, whatever. 6:20, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some more local headlines here, including an upsetting traffic incident that happened last night at around 10:30. We've got that
really
and
bad.
More on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Join us tomorrow for the Pensacola Expert Panel. Teresa Faith McKenzie, Nicole Stacy, and Joni Dellison from Foo Foo Fest will be here to tell us all about the unique events coming up as a part of the 11th annual Foo Foo Festival. Get all the details you'll need to make your Foo Foo plans by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on. Start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris last night, the first time they've ever met in person, supposedly, and also, of course, the first time they debated. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about reimagining Palafox, the Escambia Children's Trust, and the proposed sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, the horrid terrorist attack that changed life for all of us, and we will never forget. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here, almost on the dot. So we will start this segment off with another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There hasn't been much going on the roads. Maybe some minor backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 76. As we get into your Friday, maybe slight chance of storms in the morning, but those should dissipate as we progress through your Friday. High of 88, low of 71, introducing you to what should be a rather lovely weekend.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about the Matt Gaetz interview tomorrow at 4:20, and you were kind of, is this going to be like, you know, the debates and having all the restrictions on here? Now people are texting me. It never fails. It says, Chris, both hands, no pad, and where's the pen?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you going to have a pen?
No.
Do you ever have a pen over there? I don't look at your little space.
No, I don't usually bring one, but I do have one.
I was about to say, I got two pens over here.
I absolutely do have one.
All righty. Let's see. Touched on this or hinted at this before we went to break. We had some upsetting news. A man was killed after being hit by two vehicles on Highway 29 last night. The Florida Highway Patrol says that the man was crossing the road at around 10:30. Wearing dark clothing, and it was in the rain, of course. There was also no lighting on the road in that area, and both drivers said that they did not see the man, could not stop in time. The victim has not yet been identified.
So yeah, that's just a sad story.
And as I said, I think we've talked about this before because there have been similar stories, especially when it's that late and if there's not good lighting in the area, you just don't understand how hard it is for a car to see you. It is like someone in their vehicle, especially if they don't have like their high beams on, which in most cases they won't. If you are walking right in front of them and they pull up on you, they will hit you before they see you, before they can react. It's just something to keep in mind.
Well, I want to tell you, coming up in less than, say 12 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that, we're going to be going over the SEC lineup in terms of the games coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And how that's going to play out. And also, we'll dissect the top 25 poll for you. And yes, we will talk about tonight's NFL game on Prime, Buffalo at Miami.
gets underway in under an hour. But pregame coverage is going to be starting on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, in just about 3 minutes. That's going to be on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. But yeah, you know, there's not a lot of ranked-on-ranked games going on in college football this weekend. So we could very well have some chaos in those polls. So it is good that we do look at them before this week's over, because we could be looking at a very different story come Monday morning.
You're absolutely afternoon. Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, you could see a few more Louisiana license plates running around the area. Hurricane Francine caused widespread flooding, left thousands of people without power near the Louisiana-Mississippi coastline Wednesday night. Some Louisiana families have evacuated to our area, so we say welcome to you. I know how you feel. I, too, was a refugee one time when I lost my homes to Katrina and came to this community. So thank you. Welcome. Escambia County Emergency Management Director Eric Gilmore appeared with us yesterday about 4:20 or so on yesterday's show. He says county officials closely monitoring Francine. Actually, because we talked about this, they had about four or five people manning the EOC because it was not activated. But he said the key decision makers were in that building last night, watching the storm, monitoring it. If anything changed, they were ready to go.
And so were we.
We were ready to go.
we were ready to go with our coverage.
Didn't mind the extra hours pulling the shifts, because it was important information that you needed to know about.
Not only that, we were on a fixed schedule, so it kind of flew by. here nationally, the New York City Council expected to pass a package of bills this afternoon that would study the impact of slavery and could lead to reparations. The legislation would have a committee establish facts about slavery in NYC and its ongoing legacies, affected persons, and communities. It would also study the historical and present-day role of the New York City government related to slavery and racial injustices and consider reparative measures. That could include monetary payments, medical care, and legal services.
All right, you look at this calendar, and what I'm talking about, the election is not far away.
No, I think we're looking at it. Not. 50, under 2 months.
59 days or something like that. The 24 general election, not that far away. 57 days.
Yeah.
I had it written down right here. October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County. October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. Just remember to cast that ballot at an early voting site. You got to have that photo ID, and you have to have a signature. Those are the two elements. It doesn't happen unless you have them. Yeah. So don't forget about that heading over to the polling station.
Also, a North Dakota judge overturning the state's abortion ban. Judge Bruce Romanek ruled North Dakota's state constitution protects a woman's right to an abortion before the fetus is viable. The order will go into effect within 2 weeks, and this now clears the way for abortion to become legal in the state.
All right. After an $800 million Texas winner who won the Mega Millions earlier this week, the next estimated jackpot set to go tomorrow night for a mere $20 million with a cash option of $10.1 million. Here's what I say to you. Play wisely and good luck.
News on Jack Callahan. Both candidates back on the campaign trail today post-debate. Vice President Harris telling a crowd in North Carolina,
"We will move forward because ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom."
She also called for another debate between she and former President Trump, but he's told a rally in Arizona today.
"Because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate."
Former president claimed the vice president offered no policies and no details in Tuesday night's debate. The judge overseeing the Georgia elections interference case against Donald Trump and several other defendants has tossed out three counts in the indictment, saying they are federal charges that lie beyond the state's jurisdiction. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. government, for the first time, has spent more than $1 trillion this year on interest payments for its $35.3 trillion national debt, according to the Treasury Department. With the Federal Reserve holding benchmark rates at their highest in 23 years, the government is laying out more than $1 trillion on debt service, up 30% from the same period a year ago. To Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 235 points, the S&P 500 grew by 41, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by 174. Not a good day for the gaming industry as Microsoft says they're cutting 650 jobs at its Xbox gaming division. Microsoft attempting to align its post-acquisition team following their mega deal acquisition of Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. U.S. oil futures for October crude around $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Dolphins are a good but not a great team, and all eyes are on if Miami can take that next step this season. I have the Bills winning the AFC East, but right now they're figuring things out in the post-Stephon Diggs era, and all the pressure is on Miami tonight, and the Dolphins must beat Buffalo in this Week 2 matchup. Tua Tagovailoa and company want us to actually believe they can take that next step this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
From one generation to the next.
Winston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
September 11th, 2001.
We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? We are the wretched refuse. We're soldiers, but we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years.
Go ahead, make my day.
And fire department told us to go run to the wall and don't look outside.
Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor.
Hunt down and punish for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
6:37 here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. We had some minor issues that were trying to linger on I-10 if you were traveling westbound towards Palafox, but those have cleared out, so there shouldn't be much holding you up on the roads for too long at this time. Looking at the weather, it's 80 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight. About a 40% chance of storms. That will decrease to 30 as we get into the first half of your Friday. And those should dissipate entirely by Friday night. Friday's high is going to be 86 with a low of 71.
Okay, 6:37, News Radio 92.3. We were talking about the price of beer at sporting events.
Right.
Jacksonville, the lowest, like $11.99 for beer.
And that's the highest lowest.
Well, this really isn't much variance here, but the highest was in New Orleans and San Francisco. Their cheapest, the cheapest beer, $12. God, I wonder what they're charging for beer over at the stadium, over at the Wahoo Stadium.
There's no way it's that egregious.
Speaking of that, their first game's probably over about now.
Yeah,
doing a double hitter over at Wahoo Stadium. Of course, the Montgomery Biscuits Wahoos game rained out last night. They're doing a double hitter. They threw the first pitch out at 4 today. Then they'll do two games, but the first game should be wrapping up pretty soon here.
Yeah, I've tried to get a couple of score updates. It says the Wahoos do have 4 new posts, so let's see what we got here.
All right, so while he's doing that, we'll remind you there's an NFL game tonight. The pregame's just getting underway on our sister station, ESPN 99.1, 1330 AM. It is Buffalo at Miami. If you want to watch the game, you'll need to go to Prime Video.
Yep, Amazon Prime Video.
Kickoff 7:15 on that game tonight.
But if you don't have that, again, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. We had the pregame coverage beginning on that station just about 10 minutes ago. Right. Game gets underway at 7:15, as Chris said. Okay, do have a score update for game one
all
of
right,
the doubleheader.
Right, good.
Montgomery won 10-3.
Ooh.
So kind of rough.
Ouch.
Montgomery kind of took over there. But that was posted by the Wahoos Facebook 14 minutes ago. It said, we'll see you in a bit for game two. So that one has not started yet.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a late game.
Yeah, probably will be on the later end for sure. But, hey, that's how doubleheaders work. Because when you're playing games so often and you're playing so many, you see this at the MLB level especially because they play 162. When a game gets rained out, yeah, you got to make up for it. And there's hardly any free days for you to do so. It's miserable.
I know. Are you ready for SEC to talk about it?
I'm as ready as I can be, Chris.
Okay, let's go through some games here. We teased you about this during the last hour and said it was going to be up this hour. And so here we go. Alabama at Wisconsin. How do you like that game?
I like Alabama winning it, and I think the spread as of this morning was Alabama minus 16. I'm going to take the Tide, but it's not because the Tide is just so great. It's because Wisconsin is so not.
I know you're not going to make me happy with your pick on this one, but it's the LSU-South Carolina game. If I remember, you were picking South Carolina.
I got South Carolina. That's a game day setting. Williams-Bryce is really tough, and I think they're going to win 35-32.
Okay. Boston College, Missouri.
Boston College is ranked. They don't deserve it. Boston College will soon be unranked after Missouri manhandles them.
I like this game. Tulane at Oklahoma. Do not rule out Tulane.
Absolutely
They've
not.
They've got a great team.
They almost beat K-State.
Yes, they
Oklahoma
did.
Struggled with Houston. Funny enough, now this was several years ago, but Oklahoma struggled with Tulane to open the season a little while back. So Oklahoma's not beyond overlooking smaller competition. Tulane could definitely give them a scare there. So, but I'll take Oklahoma, but relatively narrow.
Okay, go Green Wave on that one. Texas A&M at Florida.
Oh,
will this
man.
Be the last week for Billy Napier?
I think it could be.
I'm reading it. It's on the card. You said this could be it.
Well, and that's the thing. If it's not, then he's already gone. Assuming that he loses and he's not fired. He's already gone. It's just a matter of we don't want to have an interim for the rest of the year, at least not this early.
I understand.
But, yeah, at home against a team that has also underperformed, has a newer head coach, for them to come into your house, especially if A&M wins big, oh, my goodness, no, you cannot have that. Texas A&M favored by around 3.5 right now.
Got to be ugly in the swamp, I'm going to tell you. UAB at Arkansas.
Oh, woo pig suey or whatever it is they say.
Suey!
Yeah, give me the Razorbacks.
Okay. Ole Miss at Wake Forest. To be honest.
No, oh, hey, I'm honest. I'm honest. Heck, especially after 31-30 to Virginia,
I say that because Austin is a huge Wake Forest fan.
Wake Forest fanatic, got a hat on to prove it. Okay, Wake is easily, and it's on the road. I think that's Ole Miss's first road game because they've only played
That's correct.
They've only played Furman and Middle Tennessee State. They go to Wake Forest, power four opposition, typically offensive-minded, so this will be the biggest test for Ole Miss, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But good for Ole Miss, they themselves are offensively inclined, and Wake's defense is unwatchable. So I'm assuming Ole Miss is probably going to beat us. We may, or convincingly, we'll put up some decent points, relatively speaking, but they could very easily run away with that.
I have a guy in my neighborhood who has one of those golf carts.
Yeah.
And it's decked out in Ole Miss colors. And he drives around the neighborhood during football season.
Ew. I'm just going to have to avoid John Pickens all week.
Okay. Next week. UTSA taking on number two Texas. Oh,
goodbye. No,
I know. That's not even a question.
Those road runners need to be running down the road away from Austin, Texas.
Come on. Vanderbilt at Georgia State.
You know, it's funny. Before the season, I had Vandy losing this game. I'll give it to Vandy. If they lose to Georgia State, man, that'd be funny, though.
All right. Georgia, Kentucky.
Man, if this were a middle-of-the-road SEC team, basically any SEC team not named Georgia or Alabama, I'd look at it and say, you know what? That's not too easy. Maybe Texas as well. But Georgia, they're number one for a reason. They're going to go into Kentucky. Conference opener, they're going to make an example.
Will Auburn have a great week against New Mexico?
I think Auburn's going to give up a decent amount of points. New Mexico's very strong offensively, but they're not good enough to beat Auburn in Jordan-Hare. I had the final score because I did the War Eagle Weekly. It's every Thursday, 10 to 11 a.m. on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m. I had Auburn beating New Mexico 45-27.
Okay. Toledo, Mississippi State.
This is tough. Toledo is a consistently successful MAC school. Mississippi State is consistently unsuccessful since Mike Leach has passed away.
Right.
So, man, that's tough. I'll say Mississippi State, but they struggle.
It's going to be good. Kent State at Tennessee.
Kent State just lost to St. Francis. You know what conference they're in? No one does because they are that small. Kent State was also, I think, officially the worst team in the FBS last year. Tennessee just beat a ranked NC State in Charlotte by 41 points. So, yeah, I think the Vols got it just by a hair.
Okay, 644 News Radio 92.3. Let me just quickly touch on the top 25 AP poll.
Go right ahead.
Kind of see where they all stand here. Number one, Georgia. Two, Texas. Three, Ohio State. Number four, Alabama. Number five, Ole Miss. Number six, Missouri. Number seven, Tennessee. Number eight, Penn State. Number nine, Oregon. Number 10, Miami. Number 11, USC. Number 12, Utah. Number 13, Oklahoma State. Number 14, Kansas State. Number 15, Oklahoma. Number 16, LSU. Number 17, Michigan. 18, Notre Dame. 19, Louisville. 20, Arizona. 21, Iowa State. Number 22, Clemson. 23, Nebraska, 24, Boston College, and 25, Northern Illinois, a team that Jeff Wayne does not want to remember.
And they have a lot of teams that don't want to remember them.
Jeff Wayne's a big Notre Dame fan.
Well, and we have Craig texting in saying anchor down, so we do have a Vandy fan.
Good.
That is tuning in. You know, as a fan of a black and gold southeastern team, southeastern region, I mean, not the conference, that historically sucks, I reach out to you, Craig, and fist bump you. Welcome, my humble brother.
But I'm sure Craig is very proud of Vandy's baseball team. They've got a killer baseball
Wake's
team.
Wake's got a good baseball team, too, so I guess we're just going to have to wait till the spring. I don't know.
All right, that's the SEC stuff. Real quick, NFL, we talked about it, Buffalo, Miami. That's your
30
game.
Minutes away.
That's your game tonight. New Orleans, Dallas, Tampa Bay, Detroit, Indianapolis, Green Bay, New York, Tennessee, San Francisco, Minnesota, Seattle, New England, New York, Washington, Los Angeles, Carolina, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Denver, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Chicago at Houston. That Monday night game, Atlanta at Philadelphia.
Just past 6:45, looking at the roads, there's not too much going on. That's how it's been all hour. As for the weather, it's 80 degrees. Tomorrow's high, rather, is going to be 88 with a low of 71. I will say this, just going back to college football real quick, the Pac-12, of course, it was a very sad story. They were the Pac-8, the Pac-10, the Pac-12. They consistently grew over decades, and then all of a sudden they were down to two teams out of nowhere. However, four universities are set to join the conference. Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State will all leave the Mountain West to join the Pac-12 starting in the 26-27 academic year. And the Pac-12 will still need to add two more schools to meet the NCAA minimum requirement. Because right now, with those four and Washington State and Oregon State, they're at six. I guess they need at least eight.
I got into
it. They could be the Pac-8 again.
Why not? Sure.
Really, why not?
Okay, I got into a conversation with a parrot head today before I came in here.
All right.
Well, because they were listening to us a couple of days back, and we were talking about the new Jimmy Buffett plates.
Right.
Car plates. Let me just, if you don't know what's going on here, 19 days, pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate begins October 1st. Fees from the sale of the plate will be distributed to Singing for Change, that was founded by Jimmy back in 95, to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and future sustainability. And, of course, on the plate, they've got the title, State of Florida, Florida on the top. The bottom, it says Margaritaville. Then they got a beach chair there, and they got a cruise ship out in the water. And it's a pretty plate, actually. It's just, it comes from the A1A. Of course, you know, A1A now is Jimmy Buffett Highway.
Right.
And I laughed in their face. There was a writer that I was reading from the New York Times the other day.
Right.
And he was writing about this Buffett story. And he kept referring to it as A1A. He had no clue that they changed the name to Jimmy Buffett Highway.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, if it's been known as
New York City,
if it's been known as A1A for a while, you know, it's going to take some getting used to.
Forever. What do you mean for a while?
Exactly.
It's always been that.
That's what I'm saying. 6:48 here, real quickly here before we go to break. Just wanted to say this: we do have two college football games that are on tonight on ESPN. We got Texas State at Arizona State. That just started. Those two teams are tied at zero. And on ESPN Plus, we've got South Alabama. Hey, Mobile represent, relatively local. They're hosting Northwestern State. That game is not even 5 minutes into the game clock. South Alabama's up 14-0.
Good team.
Yeah. Well, and heck, who wouldn't look good against Northwestern State? Am I right, everybody? You're listening to Pensacola right now.
You're right.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, it's just about 6:49 now, so when we return,
we're
we'll give you that.
Punchy, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll get that last final stretch. Yeah, I always get irritable at this hour, Chris. Stay tuned.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, when the sun goes down and the moon comes up,
call it right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:51. We're coming down to the final stretch here, Chris.
Yep, we're loving every minute of it.
Yeah, Thursday coming down to the final, just a few minutes. Knocking on the door at the end of the week. It's the end of the week eve, Friday Eve. How about that?
That song you just played could have been played in Beetlejuice, let me tell you. It's kind of that whole...
It's Halloweenish.
A motif type thing, you know?
You know, did you ever watch the series? I think it was on Netflix. It was the series Wednesday. With that Jenna Ortega, it was a huge thing a couple years back. and she, because it was about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And there was a scene where she's at a dance with a boy or something, and she does a dance that I believe she choreographed herself, and she tried to implement the original Wednesday Addams dance, and it was to that song.
Wow.
And it was so masterfully done. That was such a great... I didn't watch the miniseries, but that was a viral clip from it, and it was awesome.
Hey, congratulations to Bob.
Yes.
Don't forget, and you know why I think about this, because there's a character in Beetlejuice, and his name's Bob. And so I was thinking, I hope this guy doesn't look like Bob, because it's one of the shrunken head Beetlejuice figures, you know. Yes. But his name was Bob. So we're saying Bob because Bob picked up on 2 FSU tickets to the game against Memphis this weekend.
Yes, he did. He got FSU Memphis, and man, that's a huge game. I mean, for obvious reasons. I know we didn't talk about it because we were talking about the SEC games, but FSU, and we're going to talk about it more tomorrow, I'm sure. But it is. That's just a game they can't afford to lose, man. Because as I said earlier this week, if you go back into Doak and you lose to a Group of Five team and you're 0-3, I don't know where the floor is for you.
Gee, you're just a whole bunch of bad news here this morning.
I'm a realist. That's what I am. Get it together, Knowles.
Okay, Escambia County Judge John Simon sent the alleged paparazzi nightclub shooter back to jail Wednesday after the state attorney upgraded his attempted second-degree murder charge. 31-year-old Javon Booker had his bond status changed to no bond, sending him right back to jail. The change was made after the state attorney increased his charge to attempted first-degree premeditated murder. Booker will appear before another judge Tuesday for a pretrial detention hearing.
And executives from some of the leading AI developers will be meeting with senior U.S. officials in the nation's capital today. The meeting at the White House, including CEOs of OpenAI and Anthropic, there's no way that's correct. Oh, yeah, okay, it is. I thought my cursor was there. Anthropic, that's it. My goodness.
There you go.
I was looking at the phonetic spelling, and I could have sworn it said pink, but no, that's an H. Anthropic, and a senior executive from Google, each company making significant gains in developing generative AI and large language models. Government officials from Energy and Commerce were present, and it's unclear if President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris attended. I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, you do now. Absolutely. Hey, Forest Service is hosting a Women's Land Management Educational Event. Happens on October 21st. Gives you plenty of time to plan for this. It's part of the Working Forest Week. Forest Work by Women Work. That's the title. Will be held on the Estes property in Walnut Hill and Barano Park. According to the National Woodland Owners Survey, women's ownership now more than 25%. Studies show women think differently about the land they own than men do, and often have different objectives and different ways to achieve success. That will be interesting.
Absolutely. Just about 6:55 here. As I speak, it is 6:55 on the nose. Look at that. We will get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Yeah, look at us go. We're on fire today. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on, so it doesn't look like anything's going to hold you up if you're on the roads heading home right now. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, low of 76 tonight. Your Friday is going to be a high of 88 and a low of 71. And by the time your Friday's over, first of all, Friday as a whole should be pretty beautiful. But if it's not early on, there's a slight chance of that. But as we get into Friday night, it should be. No chances of any rainfall or anything severe. Beautiful Friday night to introduce you to the weekend.
How about those gas prices dropping?
How about it?
They're all over the place. Average price per gallon in Escambia County, $2.95. Escambia, north Escambia prices, $2.77. And Pensacola prices dropping to about $2.63. And that's without Dodges.
Right.
we used to always reference everything by low gas prices in Dodges.
Yeah.
Dodges is now no more.
That is true, unfortunately. But
you miss their chicken.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I do too.
And as you said, the low gas prices too. But you know what? It's not all bad because Wall Street's closing higher as traders anticipate a rate cut by the Federal Reserve next week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 235 points to 41,096. The S&P 500 rose 41 points to 55,95. And the NASDAQ gained 174 points to 17,569.
Okay, you can catch a glimpse into Pensacola's underground scene. This is early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, and cultural unrest through the years. Get this, more than 400 pieces are being featured this month during the Pensacola Underground A to Z exhibit. That exhibit is located in the 309 Punk House on 6th Avenue.
Mm. And Elon Musk, his private spaceflight company, has been fined nearly $150,000 for breaking clean water laws at its South Texas launch site. There's a water cooling system under the launch pad, but it was created without a proper permit. The EPA settlement comes as SpaceX waits for permission to launch its next Starship. The latest flight plans say that the environmental impact will cover a larger area than previously suggested.
Yeah, you know, that had to be a Fed deal, because I know the state of Texas would never have done that, because they relocated their operations from California to Texas, and they're bringing a lot of money into the state.
Right.
So that had to be a Fed deal. I'm sure of that one. Okay.
You're like, where was I?
No, I was thinking about how to frame this, because we talked about, I'm still looking at these visuals from that bizarre truck incident. We're talking about 5:50 this morning.
Yeah.
This white pickup truck barrels into this building on Fairfield and Tahar. First report saying, oh, it was a minor incident. Don't worry. The truck is sitting inside the buildings.
We had a texter.
Way inside the building.
We had a texter earlier this afternoon send us photos, and it was pretty heinous.
The good thing coming out of this whole thing, no injuries. That's the important
thing.
Well,
the driver was hurt, but no one in the building or around the building was hurt.
FHP is reporting it's still investigating that operation. So,
Okay. Also, one Democratic senator believing that Americans will be shocked and appalled when an interim report on the assassination attempt on former President Trump is released. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal attended a closed-door meeting with acting U.S. Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe today, and Rowe provided lawmakers with an update on the investigation. Blumenthal did not provide specific details about the update provided. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said there was some frustration voiced with Rowe during the meeting.
6:58, couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. News Radio 92.3. I'll leave you with a really a nice story here. Inflation fell in August to the lowest level in over 3 years, adding to the Fed's case for that interest rate cut next week, even as prices remain uncomfortably high for millions of Americans. The Labor Department this morning confirmed the Consumer Price Index, that is a broad measure of just how much everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent officially cost. It rose 0.2% in August from its prior month. Jerome Powell Wednesday making that announcement for the rate adjustment. Quarter or half point? Your guess is as good as mine. I'm going for a quarter point reduction.
Well, I don't know any more about it than you do, Chris, so I will just say...
Oh, no, I do know a lot about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I do know finances.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know any more about it than you do, so I'll just say... Yeah, what Chris said.
You're right. He'll eat anything.
You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Once again, on our sister station, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, ESPN Pensacola, we got Bills and Dolphins. That gets underway in 15 minutes.
Matt Gaetz, 4:20 tomorrow afternoon. Be there or be square.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.